انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Hey Alexa, what time is it?
It is time for the truth to finally come out, Siri. Now the people can find out the truth behind the screen.
We're gonna break the screen to unearth the truth. So buckle up your seatbelt, because it's gonna be a bumpy ride. This is Gannatullah, and on Digital Perfection, or is it? 90s FM Radio.
Digital Perfection مع Gannatullah. كل يوم أربع الساعة 9:30 على تسعينات FM.
Hi guys, welcome back to Digital Perfection with Gannatullah on 90s FM Radio. So today we're going to be steering into a completely different direction. Today we will be talking about overcoming, or to put it into better words, it's the second step to recovery, according to how to get over the social media years. I said second because the first step is always recognizing and acknowledging the problem that you have, so you know what you need to fix. So the first problem would be, yes, I know I have this problem. And then the second step is overcoming that problem that you found out that you have. So overcoming sounds like a really complex word because it has so many layers. So today we're gonna put it into three layers, and I think they're the most important layers. So knowing what you want, or knowing you need help, is the most important layer, because you're finally acknowledging that you can't go through this alone, and you are open to accepting help from outside sources. So it's not just you in your mind, because now you're allowing yourself to disconnect from the never-ending voices that are in your head telling you what you are and what you aren't allowed to feel. So when you want, or finally recognize that you want help or need help, you feel safe in your head now, because now you know that you are ready to take advice, or just have someone sitting with you there that understands what you are going through. And accepting is the result. It should be through accepting that this is what you have gone through. It's the hardest thing that you may have ever gone through right now, or you ever will. But you're always going to have those recurring questions in your head, like, why me? Why did this all happen to me? Well, this is a very important thing that is going to happen in your brain, because you're always going to think, why did this all happen to me? But now you're accepting that this has happened to you. You're not saying why. You have accepted that this is how your life has been, this is what you have gone through, and you're accepting that you want someone to actually be there for you, or to listen to you, or give you advice, or anything. Now, the answer to these questions, why me, and why did this all happen, it's a very simple sentence, if you may say that, but it takes time to understand. So the sentence is, because it makes you stronger. Now, it's so hard to understand, because you're still gonna say, why did this still happen to me? Anything else could have happened to me that would have made me stronger. But if you take time to fully understand it, you can see that this all happened because in a specific way it made you stronger in these attributes that you have. So if you went through something completely different, well, who's to say that you wouldn't turn out the way you are? And you could have said, yes, I could have gone through smaller things in your eyes, But in reality, how are you so sure that this strong persona that you now have would have also come to be, and if you only took play, if you only have had these smaller problems with you? So if you had something completely different, you may have turned out as another person. So in a way, you can say that, yes, I went through this, but this problem gave me this solution, and this solution will come into life and it will make me a better person. So it's time to move past through the overthinking of why me, why did this happen, are these problems only going to happen to me, because this overthinking stops you from that growth. And the constant doubt also, doubting yourself, doubting your personality, doubting your mentality and everything, because you have to break that stained glass that you think you're the glass, and it's stained from all these problems that happen to you. And once these problems happen even more and more, the glass becomes more stained. So in order to finally make peace, you have to know the beautiful soul within you. You have to break that glass in order to create another one that, yes, it shows the problems that you've had, it's a little bit stained, but at the same time, it is very, very much perfect. It's very much you. Now, nobody's perfect, but the problems that you have gone through, let's say you're imperfectly perfect, because in a way, everything that has happened to you, your good things and the bad things in your personality, they all add up to make you. So the way that you think about it, once you see the problems you have gone through and you say, yes, this is me, but I want to understand and get better, then you're at the first step of overcoming, because now you're accepting that you want help. You have said, yes, let's do this. Now we're gonna go on a short break, and this is Stained Glass by Madison Beer.
Just might pray. mine. And if you throw another stone, then I'd stay far away, far away. I just might break.
And we're back. So the first layer was being open to receiving help. Now, the second layer is actually receiving the help and not just receiving it and saying, yes, I heard someone's opinion, someone's advice. No, by receiving help, I mean you're actually listening. Not the information comes from one ear and then it leaves the other. It's not like that. It's so hard to actually be open to receiving help because you feel so trapped inside your mind that you don't know how to actually accept someone else to listen to your thoughts and your struggles. And that is a really important job in order to actually start getting better, because yes, you can say, yes, I have people that want to listen to me and are giving me advice, but it's so hard to say, yes, I am taking their advice. I am actually listening in order to get better. So I'd say this is one of the most important things, because you can say you're doing something, but you're actually not. So being open to receiving help and actually wanting to receive help are so different. Because it's about your manner. It's about how much you want someone to actually help you. So it's a very important step. And it may be a friend, it may be family or professional, but in the end, it's crucial to have someone there for you nevertheless, because you're gonna get the courage to accept what finally happened to you. You're gonna have the courage to accept that this is who you are, and the past is the past. It stays the past for a reason, and the past is not gonna bite you. The past is something that happened to you, and it's done. The most important thing to understand is that it's done. And it's very hard on social media because they always remind you of the past, but once you're open to receiving help, you're finally understanding that it doesn't matter what they're making you think of or making you remember. You have to always remind yourself, though, that this is the past and I can keep it away from me as far as I can. So having this support system that is actually helping you is very crucial, because it also reminds you of how important you are in their lives and how important your life is in the beginning. Because you are alive right now, and you may not know it, but you are changing someone else's life. It may be someone you know, maybe someone you don't know, but in the end, what you are doing, your decisions, it all leads up to changing someone's life. So being open and having a support system that will actually allow you to get help and you actually listen to them will help you in so many ways, because now you know that you are not trapped. You have so much to be here for. So the support system is kind of for you and for them, because you're allowing them to see you in a different light that may not always be happy. And this is for them because they finally know that you're not always this happy person. You have these layers inside of you. You may want help from time to time, and that's okay. Everyone needs help from time to time. You can choose who you want to help you, because in the end, this is your choice. And the fact that you're being so open to actually getting help is something very big, because you may accept that you are or you have gone through this, but some people may never want to accept help because they're afraid of other people seeing them in this certain light. But no matter how you are, you have to accept that some people have to see you in a light that is not let's say, pleasing, because you need help. You need someone there to help you, in a way, to actually know and to remind you that you're not alone in this life, because sometimes life on social media can get really lonely and you feel like you're the only one there and there's nothing to help you. But when you're open to someone being there for you, it's one of the biggest things, because now you know, I am not alone. I have someone there for me. I have someone that actually wants to listen to me, to give me advice that's not gonna leave me. The most important thing is, sometimes you're gonna say, everyone leaves me. So pick someone or some people that you know are never gonna leave you. So it may be friend, family, professional, but in the end, they're gonna stick by you because you're allowing them to see a part of you that no one ever sees except yourself. So this is a very important step. Now, this coming song for the break will always remind you that even if your support system is never there, you'll always feel the support from within you.
You called with the news, I thought you were kidding. You're always joking all the time. You kept breathing but stopped living. Held it like poison inside. They say everything happens for a reason, but it only makes you mad. Cause how in the hell can you believe them when nothing brings her back? It's hard. She just went to the store. And when you look into the mirror, does it make you miss her more? When I knew she was always on your side, never missed a match. And when you see the moon, do you remember she left you there and back?
And we're back. So the final layer is something that most of us are stuck in and can't get out of, because it takes time to actually know that you have done this step. And the step is remembering that there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Now, these problems, they will not go forever. Like, your fears, your worries, everything, they will not go forever. This is not a straight line. It's more of a cycle, a circle. But it's a cycle. There will be good days, there will be the bad days, but in the end, you have to remember that sometimes you have to reach and go through the bad days in order to have very good days. Like, you can't feel genuinely happy when you don't know what genuinely sad is. You will know the difference, and it will make such a great impact on your life. But the thing is, you have to understand that this is just one small blip in your life. So this is just one small memory that may pain a little, but it's a memory for a reason. It's something that you have gone through. There is no one in the world that hasn't gone through something. But in the end, we all have to know that we can come out of this so much stronger. And you have to remember who you are. Now, I know that most of us don't know who we are, but we also have to remember that who we are is someone that's strong and basically can go through anything. It's important to ground yourself. It's important to not lose yourself through the chaos around you and through the stress that's coming right at you, thing after thing. In our age, it's mostly school and university. So you see those assignments being thrown at you, just know that you can ground yourself through that chaos. Now, it's really hard. I can say that it is really hard, because that stress is a lot. But you have to remember that this is coming and it's going. Your main priority is always your mental health. The road that you have been through, don't take a detour and say, oh, let's go to this dark place a little bit. No, keep on going the road that you have been going through, because it has been incredible to see how much you can improve in such a time. And you can see, how was I this person back then? I am so grateful of who I am right now. And that just proves how powerful you are. And you are finally being able to control the narrative. No matter what chaos is around you, it may be school, university, family, or just life in general, or social media. But you have to find that one thing that can ground you. It may be a person, it may be something you do, maybe music, reading, sleeping even, because that's it for me, sleeping. But you have to find something that grounds you and says and reminds you, okay, this is just one small thing that I have to go through in order to know that there is something much bigger and much better in my life that is coming to save me from all of this. But you can't stay still on the road that you have been going through. You have to continue wanting to get better, continue wanting to improve. You have to continue to actually put the effort in, because that's the most important thing. What is the result going to be if there's no effort? If there's no effort, there is no result. So it's all about how much you really want to improve, because you have to accept who you are, what has happened. You have to accept that these voices or these processes that go through your head, these questions, they may not all be answered and you may not all get all the closure you want. But the closure doesn't matter if you lose yourself because of it. You have to know that you may not get the apology or the closure that you need, but you can still go through this. You can still get better no matter what. Because it doesn't matter what's going on throughout your whole life if you don't know how to maintain your mental health. Mental health is something that is so important, because it's basically the thing that's telling you, I'm exhausted from within you. It tells you when to... It makes you feel, it's basically something that's indescribable, because it tells you I'm exhausted from within. It tells you put more energy into your life. It tells you wait, we have to think about this before we do this. But maintaining that mental health is very, very important, because, and it's very hard, because you're always going to be vulnerable in life to many things. Now, for social media, you're vulnerable to a lot of vultures. We can say that they're vultures. But the thing is, you have to remember that this is not the end, and there's always a light out of the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel. So I will leave you with this one song, and it's Joji, Glimpse of Us.
She'd take the world off my shoulders if it was ever hard to move. She'd turn the rain to a rainbow when I was living in the blue. Why then, if she's so perfect,
do I still wish that it was you?
Perfect don't mean that it's working, so what can I do? When you're out of sight, in my mind. Cause sometimes I look in her eyes, and that's where I find a glimpse of us. And I try to fall for her touch, but I'm thinking of the way you are. Sometimes I look in her eyes, and that's where I find a glimpse of us. And I try to fall for her touch, but I'm thinking of the way it was. Said I'm fine, and said I moved on. I'm only here passing time in her arms, hoping I'll find a glimpse.
Now, I hope this song gave you some warm feeling in your heart. So I just wanted to say, this was Digital Perfection on Radio 90s FM with Gannatullah. See you next week.